This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, so we got to some of the sports of the day and some other stuff in hour number one, but we'll get to plenty more before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz. And I know that we talked a little bit at the start of the show, fellas, but Nick, I was wondering, I know you were a very, very busy man this weekend.
Yeah.
And I know you made it to Austin for some MMA, but did you by chance do anything else?
Yeah, I actually went two-stepping. I cheated on you, Barry.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
You dirty son of a...
Oh, my goodness.
It was a pretty big disaster, but it was a lot of fun.
Wait a minute. Now, did you do this here in Houston or road-tripped in Austin?
I think it's Joel's and maybe yours old stomping grounds.
What?
Wild West.
Oh, he did the Richmond Strip version of country line dancing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you didn't actually. You did more like a jazzercise version of country
dancing.
The
millennial two-stepping.
They did mix in a few songs that were not necessarily.
Funky Cole Medina.
Yep. Timberlands are also considered boots
left,
on that
to
night.
To the left, that kind of stuff.
The Cupid Shuffle. Yeah. With some line dancing. Okay. Mm. Tell me what happened. Yeah, well, I mean, if you're going to cheat on me, I want to know what she looked like.
And it better be good.
Well, actually, man, I mean, not to knock on the plus-size Latinas, they're all just sitting down. None of them were really dancing.
Well,
you know what I mean?
That's how you get to be plus-size.
Or an NASCAR driver.
No, I disagree, because I know they can move.
Okay.
Oh, yes,
so,
you do.
So did you dance with any women?
Yeah, I went with two friends, but they're like...
So you danced with them?
Yes, I did.
Okay. How'd it go?
They were teaching me.
Okay.
I might have stepped on their feet 2, 3, 8 times, 9 times. I mean...
Okay.
But it was cool.
Now, were you, in the back of your mind, did you do what, or did you at least scan the area like I had suggested about the girls that sit around the dance floor watching?
You're right about that.
Was there a bunch of them?
There's a lot of them.
Okay.
They want someone to ask them to dance.
That's
no question.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. It's different because I'm used to going, I don't go to the club a lot, but if I ever do go dancing,
yeah,
it's usually at like a nightclub.
Right.
The dynamic is completely different when you ask someone to dance there.
Yeah, because you're like, I'm going to grind this junk all over
exactly.
You.
Exactly right.
I'm going to feel you. You're going to feel me. So it's going to be weird.
And how are you going to sell that? It's such a hard sell.
Weird and nice.
Yeah, it's a lot different with because you don't even have to touch other than your hands when you two-step.
I was worried only because I thought that place was run down.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't as bad as I thought.
On the inside?
Yeah.
Okay. It
wasn't bad at all.
So what did you think of two-stepping? Did you like it?
I love it. I probably want to go.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun, dude. Like,
see?
A lot of fun. I'm not lying.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, you've been salsa dancing before, right?
I have.
Okay. Compare the two. Which did
I
you
like I probably
like
two-stepping because salsa dancing, you got to really be in shape.
And you've got to have pliable hips.
Yeah.
You don't have to have pliable hips when you two-step. In fact, you don't want to have, you don't want to get too herky-jerky when you two-step.
Yeah.
It requires, Especially as the lead.
It requires more finesse.
Yes.
In salsa, I think.
That is true.
Now, but we're still going, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. I guess. Sloppy seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess.
He beat me like sloppy seconds and he still wants to feel like your bride? Come on, man.
Now, the women that you were with, were they good at two-stepping or were they
one
adequate?
Was better than the other. They were twins, but they're friends of mine.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're friends of mine. I look at them like
so
little sisters.
So you just looked all player out there dancing with
how
twins.
Hard do you look at them like little sisters?
Maybe? I do because I've known them for years.
Oh,
I've known them
okay.
for a very long time.
Okay.
Yeah, long, long time. But yeah, they were fun. One of them was better than the other, but...
Oh, which one? Name names.
I can't.
I want to hurt feelings.
Here he goes again.
Let's hurt some feelings today.
So Emily is probably the one that is not as good as Amy.
I was just joking. You didn't have to do
I
that.
I don't care.
It's out there now, Emily and Amy.
Yeah.
Really? So, yeah. Well, that's good, though, because you know what? Not every woman that you're going to dance with is going to be the same level. So you're going to dance with some that are as bad as you.
Right.
You're going to dance with some that are better than you.
But I will say Emily was the one that was teaching me more.
Okay.
So,
is good.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was fun, dude. Like, I totally want to go back.
Now,
totally
when you were leading, were you going forward or backwards?
I don't remember.
He has no
Probably problem. Forward, I think.
You were, so she was going backwards the
I
whole time.
I think she was.
Okay. That's good. Because if you're going backwards, you're the chick.
How much were you drinking?
A lot, dude. Come on, you know that.
Yeah.
I was hammered.
Yeah. I was going to say. So that's why it was
various
fun.
Various questions are just ridiculous at this point because it's all just a crapshoot.
Yeah. At one point, there was. I looked down and she had a mustache and hairy arms and I was like, this isn't a chick.
Well, I mean, I wasn't hammered, but I drank enough to not remember a lot. You know what I mean? Like, really? I wasn't hammered, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was fun.
So how did it work out for you?
It worked out fun. I mean, I didn't go home
did
with anybody, if that's what you're talking about.
From your friends you came with? To experiment with a new bicycle?
No.
Stayed on the bike that you rode in with?
Yep.
All right.
Well, that's good. So you're prepared now. You have more confidence in knowing how to at least get started.
Get some practice.
Because now, see, you can really use it to your advantage because you can go stand next to one of these women around the dance floor and be like, man, I wish I didn't suck so bad. I'm all right, but I'm not great at it.
Yeah. If I get above average.
Yeah, they're going to love that.
If I get above average, I'll go as far as investing in boots.
Oh.
But I was going to ask you, did you dress the part at all?
I didn't, no.
Now, will you dance with me when we go?
That is not happening,
sir. Doesn't
that
depend on what night of
the weekend? Why not?
Actually, there was this guy on the stage.
I don't care. I'll do it.
So I'm walking.
I got nothing to lose.
So I'm walking behind someone who I think is a girl.
Oh,
nice,
wow.
Nice ponytail, honey.
Dude's wearing like super short shorts.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and boots.
Okay.
And he gets on the stage, and flamboyant as ever, everybody starts circling around him, and he's just...
It was sexy, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then another dude follows up.
You just rolled with that. Yeah.
You know, sometimes you
call
it like
you
see it.
And then another guy follows up and, like, mocks the dude, like, in a funny way.
Really?
It was hilarious. I'm going to try and get Emily to text me the video, because I think she recorded
it. She got
video? It was hilarious.
Did he have a ponytail?
Dude.
No, he was short.
You just thought it was a chick from behind anyway?
Dude, you should have seen his legs, dude. I ain't gonna lie.
They were nice?
Yeah. Not gonna lie.
Shaved?
So, completely.
Isn't that crazy?
So it wasn't the liquor in the front, poker in the rear, or hairdo of a mullet. It was the legs that got you.
Yeah. It was very distracting.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's, dude, that's awesome.
You happy he cheated on you?
Yeah, because I think it's cool that he got out and he did it, and now... When we go, he's going to be much more confident. And
are you? Are you going to be like ready to get in the driver's seat?
Sure. You guys remember Kirsten, right?
Yeah.
I asked her the stupidest question because I'm excited to tell Kirsten that I went two-stepping. So I texted her. I was like, by the way, you didn't tell me that this Darius Rucker guy is black. I'm so happy that he's black. You know what I mean? She's like, dude.
You didn't know Hootie?
That's the Hootie and the Blowfish guy. I'm like, oh, I didn't know. You know what I mean? I had no clue. But I'm a Darius Rucker fan, dude. He's awesome.
Was he? So he was performing there?
No, it was
he's playing one of his songs.
Wagon. Oh. What is it? Wagon. One of his big songs. The Wagon something.
I don't know.
Close enough.
I'll tell you what it is right now. Hold
okay.
On.
So okay.
He crossed over the wrong way. He went from mainstream to country.
Wagon Wheel.
Wagon Wheel.
Yeah.
He's very talented.
He is.
He is.
He really is.
Very talented. That is true.
Yeah.
He can sing.
Yeah. He just say yeah, I just told him thanks, intern Andrew, appreciate it. But yeah, Wagon Wheel. But it's a really good song. But they did mix it up in terms of not playing like songs that were for line dancing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But I was cool with that. I didn't bother me that much. I don't know if like the traditional two-stepper doesn't like that.
Well,
but.
Most country bars will mix it up. There'll be about 70% country music, which will be it could be slow dances to country, it could be polka, it could be two-step, it could be the waltz. So there'll be different versions of country dancing, and then they'll throw in some line dancing because all the older girls from accounting. Love to Joyce and them love to get out there and do the boot scoop boogie. But then, you know, there'll be some pop music or some hip hop where everybody can get out there and just grind on each other for a while.
And the cool thing about that spot is that it was really busy downstairs, but upstairs not so much. So you can kind of look down and kind of observe how people are dancing. That's what I kind of did for a little
bit. Ben just tweeted, he said, Wild West gets really packed during rodeo. That place is great for watching white people dance the hip hop songs.
Did they Wild West, I don't remember it being two levels.
It was that night, tell you that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm glad you got out and about, Nick. And,
it was fun.
Broke your two dancing cherry.
Yeah.
There you go. Now you're going to be ready for Barry.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's going down.
One video of that.
What?
Yeah.
No. Scott and Deer Park, don't listen to Barry. Spins and twirls are required. Yes, at some point you go backwards. Barry's a rookie.
Okay.
Scott and Deer Park.
This from Herman Munster, Houston version.
I was going to say... Bro, you have no idea what you're talking about if you're telling me that I don't know how to country dance. I used to teach country dancing. How are you going to tell me that I don't know?
What? You used to teach it?
Yeah. He said that before in the air.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I totally forgot about that.
Because you don't listen.
Or I probably drank and forgot. I mean, I honestly.
While we're on the air.
Yeah.
Golly.
During the show.
Scott, simmer down, Scott. And when you're starting, there's two directions, forward and backward. It's easier to go forward. What is this?
This is my new track, Wagon Wheel.
I love that you had no idea he was black.
I had no idea. He didn't sound like it. I'm sorry.
Right when you like, what? Eminem is white?
Yeah, I go on my Spotify and I see a picture of him. I'm like, what?
Oh, they messed this up. They put Hootie's picture on here and not Darius Rucker's. Oh, that's good stuff,
all
man.
Right,
I'm so glad you had fun.
The two-stepper cheated on Barry, but good news is he's more encouraged than ever before that he's going to get out there with Barry and get good at it now. So that'll be good. We'll get back to some sports after this and more. You know what? 3738 on text messages. When you become a big-time producer someday and you can pick what you want to talk about on the radio, you can do that. Until then, sit there, shut up, and listen or turn the dial. We'll all be fine either way.
Jesus.
We'll be back with more. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back in hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza we call The Usual Suspects. We covered All-Star Weekend to some degree. We covered Olympic curling. We covered a lot of sports. And we also covered a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
That's how we do things around here.
Now,
Zane.
Yeah, Zane, chill, dude. Like, he's like, oh, my God, dancing and this non-sports. The Rockets are number one. And they're off right now.
Who's
and
Zane?
And they've made all their moves.
That's
just
the guy that
texter.
Sent 55 text messages that wants to be producer of the show.
He's bitching that we're not talking sports in the slowest period in the sports world other than All-Star break. He's upset because we're not 100% 3 hours of sports. Like, dude, relax. We'll talk sports
in
the first
hour.
We talk Olympics. Like, and now I just don't want to talk sports because Zane had to be a crybaby about it. He goes, Astros are defending champions. And it's day one of
full squad workouts.
What do you want to talk about? Hey, man, did you see how Altuve was doing jumping jacks? That was crazy, bro. He was like all the way. It looked like an X. I was like, oh, my God, Altuve's jumping jacks? That dude is the MVP of jumping jacks. There's your sports, Zane. You happy?
And
there's
here's the Astros other thing, talk. Zane, because we're in the midday, if you really want to know about the Astros, Granato's there. Go to the podcast and listen to John, who had Jeff Luno on this morning, and he can tell you everything that happened in day number one.
Let's hear some hot takes. Here's a hot take. Zane is stupid. There's a hot take. How about that, Zane? Was that a good hot take?
All right. Zane can't wait till 4 o'clock. I can't wait till he finds a really good job so he doesn't have to freaking listen
By the way, another text came in. Oh, my God, country dancing is so much fun. Best part is the different couples trying to one-up each other. Good segment. Yeah, see?
Oh,
so
they try Zane, to. It's a competition.
It's a total contest when you're out there dancing. Oh yeah, because you're like you'll start doing a little spin and a twirl, and then you'll look over, and this other couple will do two spins and three twirls. And
oh,
you're
it's like that.
You're like, oh,
no.
Bitch, really? Watch me flip her, and then that dude is like doing dips, and you're like, bitch, I will throw her across this floor right now. You want some of this, dude? Let's go.
It's essentially.
Oh ice, yeah, it gets competitive.
Ice dancing at the Olympics without Johnny and Tara.
And they don't care. The big couples will get after it. The little couples, it don't matter. It's all the same when you're out there on the dance floor.
You can be a tweener, Nick, and succeed with the big couples.
I know I look terrible. Emily was like videoing me on Snap and stuff.
Did you wear your baseball hat?
I did. My Cougs hat. My Cougs hat.
USA Mike said, Nick, we have Darius Rucker. we gave Darius Rucker to the white people, but drafted Barry. That's for USA Mike.
That's awesome.
And then someone got mad at you, Joel, for your NASCAR take. Mm-hmm. They were like, motor racing, drivers experience 3 to 5 lateral Gs when cornering. That requires a high level of physical fitness to control the car and still make a good lap time. It's definitely a sport.
So, Barry, let me ask you a question to that tweet, to that text.
Okay.
Okay. Are astronauts an Olympic sport? Thank you. Next topic, please. And enjoy your day, Texter.
Oh, exactly. Oh, you guys, I'm so sad I missed signing up for the weight loss challenge, but I've lost almost 20 pounds. That's badass,
love it,
man.
Love it.
I love hearing that.
And I saw somebody on the group today post a picture of a NutriBlast, which is something I do almost every morning.
Really?
Yeah, I forgot who it was. I want to give him love, but he put a picture of like a, I want to say like a pineapple.
But you do it with the enema, right? Not the...
I do it with spinach, strawberry, and bananas, Joel.
Well, like I said, you do it with the enema instead of the oral version. It's fine.
But yeah, but yeah, NutriBlast is good.
That's that shake thing you whip up that looks like slime.
Yeah, you're not a big fan of it because it
green.
Doesn't look. Yeah,
the green.
Man,
his was red.
I tell you what, I went. Remember what I tell you? I weighed on Friday before my show last week.
Before you got fat again?
No, remember? So last week,
after the four mile runs every day.
Yeah, I went from 190. What did I go from 190?
You were in the 80s, right?
Yeah, I went from 194, no, 196
yeah.
to 180. I lost 8 pounds.
Yeah, which is weird.
And I was at 187, and I'm at 195 right now. Because remember, I told you I was going to get Nora fattened up for her weight loss challenge at work.
How'd that go?
It went really well.
For her, not
real
you.
Real quick, Juan Martinez Moreno. Oh, he's the one who did it.
There you go.
Yeah.
You ever had something called Muddy Buddies?
No, I have not. But
why are you laughing?
Because getting back to Nick's enema.
Why are you laughing? It's like, have you ever heard of something called Puppy Chow?
No.
It's like Chex Mix, but they take Chex Mix.
Yeah.
And then they take like peanut butter and chocolate and melt it, dump the Chex Mix in, spin it all around, and then coat each one with powdered sugar. It's the best.
You got a spinner at home? Or
no,
I mean,
you buy it in a bag. Okay. What the hell am I? I'm not
I
making
like,
my
what
own.
Kind of you got on
you
the farm?
You can make your own? Yeah, we got a Muddy Buddy maker out by the windbreak. And
we
you
got
just
a
go
hay
out there
baler
and,
that does a great yeah. job of making some Muddy but, Buddies on Friday.
Dude, I bought a bag of that and ate it in about 20 minutes. And you're not supposed to eat a whole bag
the
of that in 20
bag?
Minutes. Yeah, it was probably like, I don't know, 13,000 calories or something like that. So,
that a
yeah.
boy.
I fattened up, so I've got to refocus again.
There you go.
I got to get busy.
I'll tell you what, because, again, we keep mentioning it, and thank you to Seaforce Water and everybody that's involved, Mo and Houston Family Nutrition, and, of course, with all the great meals that we get along the way from Barry, our guy. We appreciate everybody that's done it, but we appreciate it because we see the results. I mean,
man.
So many people posting pictures. I dropped 20 before and afters where you can literally see such a big difference. And you're like, this is why we did this.
Yep.
This is what we wanted to see. And so many people that are bought in. And even Dr. Dre on 290 who said, I'm down 0.6 pounds. But guess what? It's okay. Hang in there. There's going to be weeks like that. And then there's going to be other weeks when you have a bigger gain. But just stick with it and it'll be true to it. And it'll be true to you.
It's like they say, man, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And you shouldn't do it to think, all right, when I'm good. Because that's my problem is my wife was like, I want to make you some puppy chow, some Muddy Buddies when it hit your goal. And I was like, well, that kind of defeats the purpose of getting down to 170 and then eating bad to get back up to 180. Like, I'm going to take her up on it, but that still defeats the purpose. But yeah, you're right. It's got to be a lifestyle change, which takes some time, but you guys will get there, man. It's all worth it. Bro, when you can finally see your penis again, you are so happy. And remember what we talked about a long time ago on this show.
Before you get any farther than that, I'm hoping people in this office get to that point soon so that our bathroom's a little bit more respectable. Because when they can see it, they can control it.
Yeah.
Holy mud puddles under the urinal.
Yeah, there's a lot of peeing on the floor around here. It's just like, well, I hope this is hitting the urinal.
I don't know how you missed that much.
You can't see it.
Sober. Now, if you're drunk, I get it.
Yeah, you're right. If you
can't
go to a bar.
You can't pee it.
Yeah. I guess. But remember, we talked about early on in this show, it's a science. This is a fact. My wife is a nurse, and she validated for every 30 pounds you lose, you gain an inch on your penis. That's technology at work. That's science. Like, you're getting larger by not being larger. So stay with it is the takeaway. I only have to lose about 400 more pounds.
Jeez. Okay, Thor. When Thor brings the hammer, look out.
Yeah, I only got about 4,000 more pounds to go, and that's it. So a lot of people are busting on Zane.
Yeah, I love it.
Zane, get a life.
Zane's never been to a sporting event in his life.
Yeah, first time I went to Wild West was the most crowded bar I'd ever been to, but it was girl to guy ratio was 2-1. Was that true, Nick? 2-1 girl to guy ratio? Lots of chicks?
I would agree with that.
Okay. And then somebody said, y'all are doing just fine. Oh boy, probably wants your evaluation on the Strohs playing Frisbee. I would guess so.
I will say what I did like today was Verlander was throwing live BP to Tucker. So that was neat because you could see the kid kind of get some swings in.
Yeah.
In the now this isn't Verlander opening day, but at the same time, I like the fact that the Strohs are pairing those guys up to get some of that stuff out of the way. Oh, look, we talked a little spring training right there for you, Zaner.
Somebody
said, that?
Barry, you're not going to win the weight loss challenge with a left Twix factory in your backyard.
It's fantastic.
God, that's a good text. Very well done, sir.
Well done, well played. Yeah. Speaking of well done and well played, if you're looking for furniture for any room in your house, but of course, particularly for the living room, dining room, or bedroom, then I suggest you hit one of the three locations of Gallery Furniture. I've told you this before. I will tell you it again, and I'll tell you it over and over again. I get all my furniture from Gallery Furniture because the prices are competitive. It's all American-made, top-quality furniture. It's going to last, and they're going to take care of you. And their customer service is second to none. They're going to make sure that they listen to you and see what you're looking for, colors, textures, and materials, things like that. They're going to put you in the capable hands of people that have been working and dealing with this kind of furniture, like Stickley and other brands, for a long, long time and can tell you exactly what the right brand is and the right material for you. And then they're going to let you, once you pick it out and you get through the finance department, which will take great care of you as well, then they're going to do what they say they're going to do. You buy today, you get it tonight. They're going to deliver it. When they do, if you need furniture moved out of the way or taken away and removed because you don't want the old stuff around, they'll take care of that as well, because the whole thing is part of the process that Mac wants you to be a return customer at Gallery Furniture. He's been in Houston for a long, long time. He knows you're going to be in Houston for a long, long time. So why not make it a match that every time you need furniture, you go see him and he takes care of you? It's really that simple. Three locations to serve you: Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria area right across from Dillard's on Post Oak, and of course the mainstay I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Mac sits at the front desk right there, puts you in the capable hands of his customer service and sales team, and the process just goes swimmingly. I'm telling you, everything they say is exactly true. No back order slips, competitive pricing, American made, and of course, as always, Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, coming out of the halftime break. 90 in the rearview mirror, 90 still to go in the big show. Zane, please find a new football team. We've really profiled you now, and it's time for you to move on. Secondly, I told you, get Nick brought up Hootie when he became Darius Rucker and crossed over into country. After people who don't, we mentioned this last segment, but people don't realize how important it is to us to have a clean working environment, which means we have to take bathroom breaks quickly. I'm telling you right now, if you were to name our bathroom based on like a musical group or something like that, it would be Muddy Waters and the Polluted Puddles. I cannot believe every time we use the restroom that we have to like watch out for, like, you have to tiptoe through there.
It's gross.
It's awful.
It is gross. I I go a lot because I drink so much.
Me too.
I'll literally walk to the other building. I don't care. I walk.
I need to.
Across the parking lot to the other building.
No way.
Okay.
Way cleaner.
Yeah. Let me catch up on a couple of texts and then I have good news and bad news for you guys. All right. I didn't join the challenge, but I'm down 30 pounds. So we got that one.
That's cool.
Just tuned in to the show. Wanted to see if you guys heard about the Olympic curler busted for performance enhancing drugs. Yes. We talked about hour one.
We covered that.
Yeah.
Sportsy.
Hour one. And then somebody texted and said, hey, that Zane guy is a Packers fan. And he actually is, because that's how I got his name, was from Facebook. And he's got a his little profile is of the Packers. So,
and thus I say, Cowboys are available. Move on.
All right. You guys ready for the good news, bad news? Now, y'all know, the listeners are going to be surprised by this, but you guys know that a couple weeks ago I wanted to do something for the Olympics. So we've decided as a group we're going to do at least one challenge with the interns, and we're going to have a slushy eating contest at some point. Three interns, three small slushies, and they got to eat it as fast as possible. Hopefully somebody's brain just freezes right there on the spot. But we're going to do that at some point. The other idea was I wanted to have them do a luge race in the parking lot mm-hmm. with a dolly. And I was like, well, we don't have enough. Joel said, we'll just time it. So it was like, perfect. So what we'll do is we'll get a dolly, that like a flat dolly with the little handle in the front that they can sit on. And it'll fit two people as long as we don't get big interns. But it can fit two people. One of them can be the driver and the other one can push, run across the parking lot to a certain point, hop on, best time wins, gold, and then we'll do silver and bronze. We're going to get six interns, right?
Right.
I've been going back and forth with HR.
They shot it down, didn't
they? This is a no-go. Michelle, when I went over there to get this shirt to cut a video, Michelle informed me, Barry, I hate to break it to you and be the bearer of bad news, but we're not going to allow you to do the luge racing in the parking lot with the interns. And I was like, hey, I've got two helmets I've already that I'll provide. One of them I got when I did the camel race. But I was going Champion. To buy elbows, pads, and knee pads for them. I was going to buy two sets for each contestant, and they could all, you know, swap. But everybody would be fully padded for this.
And then you could give them to Nick on Saturday night for the line dance.
And then she was like, I'm sorry, no.
Now, wait a minute. Now, so when you guys planned out the course, though.
It was just going to be in the parking lot. I was just going to have a starting line down? And then a line where you had to stop pushing and jump on, and right. then a finish line.
So
and then
no
the
curves.
Best time. No curves. It was okay. straight. It wasn't down the ramp, which would have been a great idea.
Fantastic.
But it was just straight across the parking lot. That's it.
Until we thought about the fact that down the ramp, you went right onto moving traffic. Right. That was probably the first red flag right onto
Yorktown Drive. Yeah. That would have been pretty sweet. And there's a little turn at the end. You had to maneuver it like a bobsled.
Oh, someone was going to get hurt for sure.
Intern becomes hood ornament.
We should have put intern Trey and intern Green Mile as a tandem.
Yes. Well, we just shouldn't have asked. We should have just done this.
No. Because they were already talking about it, going, Joel, do you think I'm going to get hurt in this challenge? I'm going to hurt? Come on. Just be smart about it.
So they said no. The good news is they're considering trying to get the Galleria to let us go do some luge racing there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now
that's nice.
Yes, because there's no way they're going to be able to run on ice. So you think they're going to get hurt in a parking lot? I can't wait to see them bust their ass on that ice trying to run. That would be way better.
I'd actually participate. I wouldn't care if I busted my ass.
Yeah, so that's hopefully this happens. I don't know.
We could actually get some curling in, couldn't we?
No.
On the ice?
We could make them do that.
We could get them to try and do the emulate the curlers.
Look at that. That guy's like holding himself up with the little broom thing.
All you need is the push broom and some...
So that's the good news, bad news from the Usual Suspects Winter Olympics Challenge.
Okay. So it's not completely
over. It's not dead yet. It's on life support. There it's not go. Looking great. Because then the Galleria is going to be like, you want to what? No. But we still have the, we can still do the slushy eating contest.
You'll know it got approved when morning, noon, and night you hear one of us on the air go, right now I want to tell you about the great ice skating that's available at the Galleria yeah. where you can get an hour and a half of skating right now at a discounted rate.
Followed by, there's a new emergency center open in your area.
Yeah. We did a trade to get the intern stitched up.
Yep.
Fantastic.
So I'm kind of disappointed. I was kind of sad, but a glimmer of hope there with getting the Galleria involved.
It'd be kind of cool if we got the Galleria involved.
It would be.
Yeah.
Get out there on the ice and let them luge race or whatever.
We could do like mall walking challenge, like the mall walking relay or something like that. And then we could start them like. When we start the show, we could come back after when the mall closes and see if they're done yet.
Manuel said, how about bathroom curling with mops? Yeah, go clean the bathroom. That'd be great.
That'd be fantastic.
That wouldn't be a bad idea at all, Manuel. Good job.
And again, with the show, you know, yes. by the time we get on the air, a lot of the stuff is old news, but that was new news when we were talking about the show and seeing what we talked about last night. But we touched on it briefly with Charlie before he completely went 180 on us. Cushing, not a surprise to any of us. We had spoken about it in the past, but the main thing was the dead cap money.
Saves them about $7.5 million. Yeah. Or actually, it saves them about $6 million from what I saw. But I've seen conflicting numbers.
I've seen between $6 and $7 million.
Yeah, but when you get on, when I jumped on the site I use the most is SpotTrack, and when you get on there and look at his contract, it said that he had $7.5 million due, and he was roughly saving one, or there was roughly $1.5 million in dead money. So the net of that is $6 million. Now, I might be missing something in the contract, but just looking at that. So the question becomes, what are your thoughts on replacing him, or do they even need to?
Again, you and I have talked about it, and you had a great comment yesterday on Twitter. My big thing is they have more, they have bigger fish to fry. They've done a good enough job of lining up linebackers that can play and fill in, and they're able to, you know, move around systematically so that they could get someone to play that position. And I'll let you cover what you put on Twitter. My big thing is they have bigger fish to fry in terms of holes and needs and things they got to do. Offensive line is a huge priority. I'm just not sure they're going to be able to do it this year.
Well, when you look at the depth chart, right? So you look at like strong side linebackers, Whitney Mercilus. You're going to get him back, so that's a good thing.
Yep.
Jump on the other side there, outside linebacker, Jadeveon Clowney. He's a pass rusher, but in the defense that they play, he's considered a linebacker as well. You got Bernardrick McKinney, who you know can play. And then the other spot, that left inside linebacker, was held by Brian Cushing, which he would play both. He would play a little outside, a little inside, but right. His backup is Zach Cunningham. And once Cushing was out, Zach Cunningham proved himself worthy and made Brian Cushing expendable. You could get rid of Brian Cushing because you know Zach Cunningham can play. So when you look at this linebacking core now of Mercilus, Cunningham, McKinney, and Clowney, it's not terrible. I mean, there are options if you wanted to go out and replace him, if you felt like you needed to get better. I mean, a guy like Navarro Bowman is a free agent, who I think, you know, he came back. He was only played four games a couple years ago, hurt, but he comes back. He had a really good year last year, and you could probably get him for about $4 million, which is still would save you a couple of million off of what you're saving with Brian Cushing. So there's plenty of guys out there. We mentioned Derek Johnson last week.
Yep.
Justin Houston might be cut by the Chiefs if you wanted to spend some money. But I'm with you. I don't think they need to.
No, and it's supply and demand. The thing is like you know that the offensive line is horrible and it needs to be upgraded, but the upgrades have to be available. And if there's no one worth the money in free agency, you don't want to spend just to be in the same situation you've been in when you try to bring in has-been, never-will-bes, or over-the-hillsies to come in and try and play your offensive line and guard and protect your best player. So in the draft, you know, not drafting till the third round. If you feel like in the third round you can still get someone that's a staunch offensive lineman that you're going to develop, great, but you're going to develop him. And you know how that developing went with Xavier Suafilo, but it's going to take some time. So if you're not able to do that, the secondary is a focus. There's lots of different holes on this team, and you can look at linebacker. But there's already, as Barry has pointed out, there's already enough talent there to where the cupboard's not dry and bare. It's just you're losing a guy that from the standpoint of running your defense, calling everything, and running the huddles, that's something that someone else is going to have to take over.
I mean, I real quickly on this website, I pulled up available free agents for offensive line. And I didn't pull up guard, tackle, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just pulled up offensive line free agents. Nate Solder, Luke Jokel, Greg Robinson are the top three. Now, they're going to cost you some money. But if you just save $6 million, you could probably sign Greg Robinson for about that $6 million. So, I mean, the Texans are better off, and this is just hypothetical.
Yeah, and you don't have to lock up that long, long term.
Yeah, but if you replace Brian Cushing with Cunningham and add Greg Robinson to your offensive line, you're a better football team.
No question.
So, I'm with you. Offensive line, secondary, there's plenty of holes to fill.
No doubt. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. There was a big UFC event in Austin this weekend, and I know my boy Nick was there, present and accounted for. He'll be doing Sports Sunday next weekend. Also, Barry was watching it as well, so they'll kick it around and tell you a little bit about that. We'll continue to get to a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go again. Hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza as we are rolling on through, and it's all thanks to you, the usual suspects, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. We've been getting a lot of people that are fantastic suspects coming to our defense and busting the sports balls of certain individuals that won't remain nameless.
You can tell who tunes in late. Hey, y'all forgot to mention the figure skater costume malfunction. No, we didn't.
Nope.
We just did it when you weren't listening, apparently. Mm-hmm. So you can go to, if you want to hear us talk about her nipple, you can go check out the podcast. That's
podcastarena.com, sir.
That's right. And this, you know, I mentioned Greg Robinson as just a hypothetical
right.
in the list of free agents. I read the first three that were available. And somebody said, trust me, you don't want Greg Robinson. Take it from a Rams fan. He's terrible. Yeah, well, so was the Texans' entire offensive line
of the Houston Texans.
I'm pretty sure Greg Robinson would have been an upgrade. So, I'll take your word for it. I was just using his name on the list as a guy who would have fit money-wise from somebody that you could add. So,
yeah, no doubt about it. And you guys, we kind of teased this, but Nick, you were actually there. You were the hardest working man in sports, even without the Rockets playing. You traveled to Austin to cover a little UFC. Barry, I saw you tweeting, so I know you were watching. You know that I was as far away from that as possible. I was actually forced to watch All-Star Weekend, but you guys wanted to break down a little bit of that.
Yeah, did you? So first of all, when you went there, did you know how many of the guys from Texas were on the card? Like the fact that it was almost every fight.
I didn't know it was that many.
Fighter.
I thought it was four, but apparently it was closer to like six.
Yeah, like they had a ton of guys, and I didn't even know because I didn't really look at the card. I just knew that Derek was fighting and a few other guys that, but like I'm come walking out of the bedroom, so I was like, oh, I'm going to go finish watching these fights. And Alex Morano's fighting. I was like, oh, hell. I didn't know he was even on the card. That's a guy that...
Never met him in person. Upbeat dude. I know you've covered him for a long time. Or when he was on the amateur, or not amateur, on the, you know, I guess, regional level.
Yeah, when he fought for Legacy, when he fought for Legacy Amateur Series. But I used to train at his gym. So he actually was one of my Muay Thai coaches. Him and Daniel Kim, who fought for the U.S. Muay Thai national team.
What I remember by him is AJ asked him, he's like, you know, I felt like, you know, you had so much respect for Josh Berkman. That, you know, he could have finished him like in a much more, like in a meaner way, but he went with the submission choke just because he had so much respect for Josh Berkman. And when he was trying to get into the NBA, not NBA, but MMA world, he was, you know, those are the type of guys that he was looking up to. And I thought that was super cool that he didn't want to hurt, you know what I mean, Josh
right.
Berkman. So there was a lot of respect between the two. And I mean, there was just a lot of storylines. I mean, from, you know, from like, from a human interest standpoint and from a, you know, pure MMA standpoint, Derek Lewis had a great finish. Donald Cerrone had a great finish. What else did you want to talk about? I mean,
first of all, I was surprised at how many guys on the card I had actually covered. AJ and I had covered, and Richard Burmaster when we started the Cage Door.
Right.
A lot of the names that you saw, Jeff Neal, covered him as an amateur
big
fighter under
guy.
Eric Garcia's promotion. Morano was a guy under Mick Maynard's Legacy amateur and pro series. Derek Lewis is a guy that after I think his third fight in MMA,
yep.
since then I had been yep. covering him.
James Vick.
Yep, James Vick is a Texas guy that actually our Cage Door Dallas.
Michael's brother?
No. Oh. But there was a lot of guys on there, and Steven Peterson was another one. I mean, I'm not a big Steven Peterson fan,
okay.
but he was a guy that was in the mix down here some and with Legacy. But a lot of Texans and a lot of guys did real well. I'm curious what your thoughts were. Oh, and Sage Northcutt, obviously. How could I forget?
Absolutely.
Back when I did ring announcing for Legacy Amateur Series, when he won his title as an amateur, I got to interview him in the cage. That dude, a lot of people want to hate on Sage Northcutt. You won't meet a nicer dude, a more respectable kid.
He called Mike Jackson Mr. Jackson. He's like, yeah. Mr. Jackson, can I get a picture? I'm like, really, Sage?
Yeah.
Really?
Did you like how he was like, well, Mr. Faber said I got to work on this? I'm like,
oh, man.
That's awesome.
That's what he is, though. It's genuine.
Yeah, I've met him at Rockets. You're dead on with that. Could not be a nicer guy.
Yeah.
Totally.
And the funny thing is I'm watching Uriah Faber in his corner, and I'm thinking, oh, I get it. Uriah Faber was the golden boy. Uriah Faber was the young, good-looking kid
yep,
fighting
California
in
kid,
MMA.
Poster guy.
Super lovable.
And now, yeah, and nice, respectable. You talk about a nice guy. There's a lot of dudes in MMA who are super nice that you wouldn't suspect.
He's probably
how good
a god in Sacramento and a lot of places in California.
Well, he was a WC
champion for a long time.
WEC champion. And Sage reminds me of him, so it made sense that, oh, okay, Sage went to Team Alpha Male to train, and that makes a lot of sense. So we'll see what Sage does. I wasn't impressed with his fighting. You could tell he's got a lot of work to do on the ground.
Totally.
When you see a guy looking over to his corner, if he's on the ground, and he wasn't even on his back. His back was against the cage. He was almost sitting down. But when you see him looking at his corner, and not just glancing, but staring, That's when you know a fighter doesn't know what to do because they're waiting for something
direction
that helps them stand up, move, get a right. You know, gain a better position. I just felt like he was lost down there, and that's okay because he's young.
Yeah, that's the good thing. He's super athletic. He's super young, and so he's going to be afforded time, not just because he's young, but because he's a guy that they kind of would like to make into a poster child, like you mentioned. But yeah, Sage definitely has some work to do. But a guy I really want to talk about.
Well, did you feel like he got some home cooking, Sage did? I thought he Absolutely. Lost the third round. I thought Absolutely. He lost the second and third round and should have lost the fight.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Totally with
Just
you.
Want to make sure I wasn't off on that.
And the thing is, and I tweeted out the judges' scorecards after that fight. That was the only scorecard that I tweeted out was the Sage Northcutt fight. But look, yeah. that's going to happen. Judges kind of know what the promotion favorite is. Whether they're like, you know, impartial to it or not, you know.
How many times have you seen a Brazilian win a fight in Brazil?
Absolutely.
And you're like, man, that was some home cooking.
I guess you can make the same argument for the Texas fighters.
Yep.
But Jeff Neal, what do you know about him? Because Austin Bourne, and I didn't know about all this. He mentioned this at the post-fight presser. Server and bartender at Texas Roadhouse, okay, completely broke. Says he has $50 left in his name in his bank account, okay?
Crazy.
And he used the per diem that he got from the UFC to pay his rent. Now, that's someone who knows struggle. And to me, that's probably the best story, one of the best stories out of that fight card.
I can tell you that he was a name back in the day on the amateur circuit. He fought a guy named Levi West locally and lost to him.
Uh-huh.
And he shouldn't have lost. He beat Levi West just straight up.
Right.
But it was with Garcia Promotions. But it was a guy that you looked at and thought, man, if this kid ever can put it together, he's got heavy, heavy hands.
Yeah.
And he proved it last night.
He seems to have run into a lot of bad luck. 5 stitches on his eyebrow, 4 stitches under his eye, and 3 stitches in his ear.
Damn, I didn't know that.
And he's like, I don't even know where that happened or how it happened. He didn't know. And
That's
he was
crazy.
Really upset about it. But yeah, it was a fun night.
That is a cool story, though, when you think about these guys and how close they are.
$50 in the bank account, a server and a bartender, that's crazy.
No doubt. I mean, that was the kind of thing. I was seeing things that you and Nick got some great interviews. And sound and just that story in itself was enough to be compelling enough to get people to want to watch.
And we didn't even get to talk Derek Lewis. Maybe we can because I wanted to. That's his kind of fight. I feel like that's a guy unless he starts really learning the ground and actually focusing on some wrestling, it's going to improve his cardio because in a 5-round fight. If that fight would have been scheduled for 5 and gone that far, it would have been a different fight in rounds 4 and 5. But a 3-round fight for Derek Lewis is perfect.
I completely agree because I thought he was tired. He comes out after the fight and says, first time I get to the third round and I'm not tired. I'm like, really? You look like you're a little gassed. And then when you throw the right hand, when he threw the right hand, it looked like it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But he got the W.
That's it. And I was saying, I was telling somebody, if he ever learned some basic wrestling and jiu-jitsu, like technical stuff, he if he was a wrestler base
way scarier
with his
fighter.
Power, he would go undefeated as a heavyweight. No one would be able to beat him if he had decent wrestling.
Yeah, because he has so much raw talent. Yeah. And he's a big dude. So.
Yep.
All right, there you have it. A breakdown to UFC Austin. So we got that out of the way. And now we're going to continue to roll on. 2 hours in the books. 1 hour to go. Still 60 minutes of the big show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. That means you can be a part of it. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. 60 minutes coming right around the corner. It is the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Home for sports is ESPN 97.5.